From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Millions of Americans are casting ballots in the midterm elections this morning. Polls indicate Republicans are likely to retake control of the House. GOP Congressman Mike Pence of Indiana says the outcome of today's voting will send a message.
The American people are going to reassert themselves into the political process. And I think remind the political class in Washington, D.C. that they're in charge.
Democratic Governor Ed Rendell of Pennsylvania says his party needs to learn how to make its case more effectively.
The most important lesson for us is we've got to learn to explain and communicate what we've done and what we want to do a lot more clearly and a lot better than we have.
Rendell and Pence were on CBS's Early Show. Democrats are hoping to retain control of the Senate today, but NPR's Ina Jaffe reports Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is in the political fight of his life against GOP nominee Sharon Angle.
Nevada leads the nation in unemployment and foreclosures, and earlier this year, Reid's chances of winning a fifth term in the Senate were seen as slim. But former State Assembly member Sharon Angle has positions that are at the far right of the political spectrum, and Reid's had some success painting her as a dangerous extremist. Much of the campaign has taken place in vicious TV spots, while Angle has hidden from the media, except for appearances on conservative talk shows. Angle is counting on Republican passion. Reid is counting on the Democratic Party's get-out-the-vote machine. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Las Vegas.
Surveys indicate the economy is the top issue on the minds of voters today, and a new poll by the Pew Research Center finds health care is the second most important issue. NPR's Julie Rovner says lawmakers who voted for the new health care law may be at risk today, especially Democrats serving their first terms in the House.
Of the just over two dozen Democratic freshmen who voted for the health bill in March, just over half are in competitive races. That's not surprising, given that many are in traditionally Republican districts, and the law is highly unpopular with Republican voters. However, nearly all of the nine Democratic freshmen who voted against the bill could lose their seats, too, if Republicans do as well as polls suggest. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The San Francisco Giants have won their first World Series since the team was playing at the Polo Grounds in New York's Harlem more than 50 years ago. Caitlin Esch of member station KQED says the Giants downed the Texas Rangers 3-1 last night.
Thousands of people sang and danced late into the evening. Longtime fan Dave Dubroff had trouble containing his joy after watching the game on the Jumbotron in front of City Hall.
Well, I started crying on the second out. Brian Wilson threw that pitch and scooped it up at short and threw it to first. Tears started pouring down my face. I've been waiting all my life for this.
For NPR News, I'm Caitlin Esch in San Francisco.
This is NPR News from Washington. The Supreme Court hears arguments concerning a California law today, a law that makes it illegal to sell violent video games to minors. NPR's Paul Brown reports a state lawmaker wants parents to be able to decide what video games their children play, while those opposed the law say it could impinge on the creativity in all entertainment and literature.
California State Senator Leland Yee says his law protects children without limiting free speech because it allows adults to buy violent video games and give them to children. He says he wants Supreme Court guidance.
If, in fact, my law is not sustained, then at least I have a set of parameters as to how I may be able to get a bill that will stand up to a First Amendment challenge.
Cable TV video game commentator and show host Adam Sessler is among those who want the law struck down.
This really doesn't just pertain to gamers, but to sort of any consumer of entertainment out there in America.
And Sessler points to a federal study showing most retailers follow industry guidelines against selling violent video games to minors. Paul Brown, NPR News.
The Federal Reserve's Policymaking Open Market Committee meets in Washington today, and the central bank is widely expected to approve the purchase of billions of dollars worth of Treasury securities in an effort to bolster the U.S. economy. Bruce Vittner is an economist with Wells Fargo Bank.
Essentially, they're increasing the size of their balance sheet, and they do that by essentially creating money out of thin air and using that money to go and buy bonds. And that's what folks are expecting the Fed to do.
Vittner says that's likely to put more downward pressure on long-term interest rates, especially mortgage rates, which could decline to all-time lows. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for